Toy Pizza, welcome, friends. How are you? We have so much to cover today, including a brief history of aliens and predator collectibles throughout the years.
That's right. We're talking about aliens. We're talking about predators. We're talking about them versus each other.
Versus
all sorts of things.
Whoever wins, we lose.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger. Talk about him, too.
That's right. Yeah. So let's do a little intro music.
Now, Cade, take it away with the news. What do we
got
today?
Sure. No, we got some cool news today. First up, you know, you've been tuning into the channel. Every Friday this month, we've got Funko Friday.
That's right. We're
kicking it off. It's really awesome. But we have some Funko news for you today. And Funko Impossible Bear.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is an exclusive premiere.
Yeah. Very cool. You know, we're shooting here in Fred Raider Studios. So it's kind of cool to bring this news, you know, combine it and bring it to you.
Well, this would technically be the second Bravest Warriors character in production by Funko Pop Vinyls. Mm-hmm. We previewed Catbug, and now you're seeing Impossible Bear. So hopefully, you know, they're going to hit all the rest of the characters. But I'm really excited for Catbug and Impossible Bear, mm-hmm. you know, especially Impossible Bear because he has such a great, you know, range of color.
Yeah.
You know, he's all rainbowed out. I love the voice actor, Michael Leon Woolley, does a great job voicing him.
Yeah, great dude.
And, you know, those two, specifically Catbug and Impossible Bear, are perfect for the Pop Vinyl.
Absolutely.
You
know,
So the picture you're seeing is a comparison in the sizes between Catbug and Impossible Bear, which is really cool that they mm-hmm. have a little bit of scale to them. I hope that they do Danny Vasquez next so that we can have John Alejandro on the show.
So cool.
That would
be really cool.
We love all the cast, but John is our guy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't wait. 2015, these will be in stores.
Yeah, and if you guys want to see more Bravest Warriors, you know, involvement with Funko, let us know in the comments, you know, if you want to see the Bravest Warriors, maybe being Puppy Cat, whatever it is, let us know what you'd be interested in.
I know a guy who can help with that.
And definitely share this picture with any Bravest Warriors fans out there, so.
Yep, totally. Okay, number two, we've got Mezco Batman, based on the Frank Miller Batman. Really cool. I like this Batman because he has the short horns.
Yeah, you know, I think San Diego, this past summer was the first time we got to see this. Mezco kept it very quiet and close mm-hmm. to the vest. It's beautiful. I mean, this is, you know, I'm a former Mezco employee, and I think that this could be the greatest thing Mezco's ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's really interesting about this figurine is that it's going to be offered in two different colorways. With each figure, if you want all the accessories, you'd have to get both, actually.
Well, I think there's quite a few different colorways and quite a few different accessories.
Really?
I saw another version of Batman holding the rifle.
Yes.
You know, it was interesting. I saw some pictures on 4chan and people were arguing over how much these cost and, like, all these things. And the truth is, I think it's about a $60 price point. And what I don't think people realize is licensors can dictate your price point.
Mm-hmm.
So Warner Brothers and Mezco kind of figured out a way to work together, and that was within this, you know, let's say $60 window, and it was within, you know, a 1/12 scale, so about six to 7-inch figure. You know, it's a process called slicensing where you sort of, you take a toy category and you narrowly define it so that you can play with other partners and have something going on where it doesn't necessarily, or at least on paper, conflict with somebody, you know, like Mattel's deal for toys.
Okay, so, you know, for those that aren't familiar with Mezco, what have they typically done in the past, and how does this differ?
Horror toys. They have the Breaking Bad.
Right, the Breaking Bad, correct, yeah.
In my era, we did, I came on board from Hellboy 2, mm-hmm. which was really some fantastic collectibles, and we'll have to go over that. Maybe on Halloween or something.
Maybe, we'll see. We'll think about it.
They also had the Cinema of Fear, which was Freddy, Jason, mm-hmm. Leatherface.
Oh, you said that they had the license for Mortal Kombat as well.
That was the one, I think in San Diego this was announced, but it looks like Mezco now have the license Mortal Kombat, so that should be really good. You know, they do balance, articulation really well with sculpt.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about articulation, these two, this Batman figure, he doesn't actually have joints. Is he, like, bendable or, like, posable? Like,
no, this is like a Hot Toys or a 3A collectible.
Okay.
It's a articulated muscle body.
Yeah, and over rubber over the whole
real cloth and rubber.
I thought he was, like, Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
Okay, number three of four, we've got the Neko Ramba. Sorry, Neka. Neko.
Neko Ramba.
When I read the next news item, it's going to make more sense. Okay, Neka Rambo NES.
Sure.
So I think Rambo and also, you know, Predator are kind of like close in, you know, especially for that that era, that time of year. And basically, you know, they were hitting these, like, you know, Nintendo games, and NECA continues to do so and making toys out of it. You know, here we have the Predator, so now they're making, you know, a seems like the same treatment for Sylvester Stallone.
I didn't play Rambo on NES.
It was like Super City, kind of.
It was one of those games you sort of, you rented it, you played it for 5 minutes, and you're like, this is so hard to play and possibly not fully complete in the design phase.
Just like the movie.
That's how I felt about... I remember, like, I need to rent RoboCop because this cover is so nice. And then it's like, I played it. I was like,
There were so many games that were unplayable. They just,
absolutely. E.T. You
know, yeah, completely impossible.
Back to the Future.
Look, I love NECA's sort of 8-bit NES throwbacks. I know the RoboCop versus Terminator are coming out pretty soon.
Okay, if we can take a small tangent, RoboCop versus Terminator 1, there isn't really a good ROM that exists for that game for whatever reason, and it always crashes, and they, you know, try to port it in different languages and it just doesn't work. But that game for Genesis, I love that game, just holding that one button for the machine gun, and it's so sick. And it doesn't even make sense. Like, I couldn't even tell you what RoboCop versus Terminator is about, but it is such a great game, and if you haven't played it, definitely you know, look for it if you have older consoles.
Are you admitting on the air to pirating software?
No, I'm just saying I have read in the past that ROMs don't exist of that.
Emulate, kids. It is the path to jail.
Well, let's be honest.
All right, speaking of jail, number four and last news item on the list, the reason why I pronounced NECA like Neko, we've got Lego Pirates.
That's right. They're making a comeback. So when I was a kid, the Pirates were first introduced, and... you know, those are some of the first sets I own.
Oh, Cops and Robbers, all that sort of stuff, right?
Huh?
Like Pirates, City.
Well, it was like the first time they were doing something different. You know, Lego for years and years had space, and they had Knights, and they had City.
It was very broad. I'm saying, like, it was very broad stuff. It wasn't like licenses.
Exactly. So the Pirates came along. This would be, you know, late 80s, mid to late 80s. And, you know, it was like a breath of fresh air. Salty sea air.
There you go.
But I love them, you know, I would later repurpose the, you know, they had, it was Pirates versus Imperials, so it was kind of stuffy English Marines.
Okay.
And I would repurpose those English guys as Colonial Marines to pit against my alien figures, which we'll be covering in just a few minutes. I'm happy Lego Pirates are back, and I will purchase them and build them. Cool. You like building toys, don't you?
Not on camera. please refer to any of our build episodes, like
at your own leisure, right?
Call of Duty Mega Bloks.
Yeah, you had an epic meltdown when we were trying to build Mega Bloks Call of Duty.
Both Minecraft and Mega Bloks Call of Duty. If you have a set amount of pieces in the kit that you come with, one... you know, make sure you have all the pieces. You know, maybe you should count them first. And two, don't build them with other people because then they just end up taking pieces. Let's move on to our feature.
Well, I do have one question before we wrap up the new segment. You know, if you want to see some building episodes, you know, what kind of stuff you want to see us build, right?
Yeah.
We could potentially start a Let's Build series on the channel. Only if the demand is there. You know, we've got our hands full with unboxings. We've got Funko Fridays. You know, we're really busy here on the channel trying to get a lot of content out there. But, you know, if, you know, when we get some free time, if Let's Build.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I love building Lego. It is a zen exercise for me. It's something I can just unplug and do tactically.
It could be therapeutic. Depending on
not if you step on them.
Okay, well, okay.
Nude. Aliens and Predator and Aliens versus Predator. And all the greatness that has come.
So what do you want to start off with? You want to go through the ages, through the earliest first, or?
Sure. We can start with Kenner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kenner, it's very interesting. And there's very little sort of information about this. But there was an Aliens cartoon.
Okay.
I don't remember seeing it. Like,
exactly.
I don't either.
Nobody does. It was in the same mold as sort of, you know, taking Rambo and making it into a kids program.
Swamp Thing?
Taking Swamp Thing.
Classic Avenger?
taking Toxic Avenger. They did the same process here. And the problem is they tooled up all of these action figures. The premise also was that the original crew of the Sulaco survived. So Drake didn't die.
Okay.
Hicks survived. Ripley, you know, like...
But, oh, so like that just never happened?
Well, they survived, but they had cybernetic enhancements to repair the damage. Although they are clearly murdered in Aliens.
Yeah. So you watched the show?
No, I've just kind of put bits and pieces together about it.
So what did that mean for the toys?
So Kenner tooled all this stuff. The cartoon never came out, and eventually they released them. So, you know, you'll see, Apone has a cybernetic arm. They later reused pieces of that mold for a Hudson, also a cybernetic arm.
Okay.
It's really fascinating. But KB eventually started closing out a lot of these toys. I remember they were $3 for $5.
KB Toys.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
And Toy Works back in the day.
Okay.
Rest in peace to both of those. So, you know, they're the coolest ones, and the single figure that I give the highest esteemed marks to is the Vasquez. And this one in particular is a re-release that happened much later on at KB and was closed out. They sort of repainted these with more realistic colors. The original Vasquez was only released in Europe, and it had bright neon colors. Part of the reason I like Vasquez, too, is because they kind of came with goofy weapons, and she's the only one that has a pulse rifle that looks like the one in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge gun.
That's a big gun.
It's relatively in scale, though.
It's so big, though.
Well, you know, when you're putting all that firepower into one carbine, it's going to be bulky.
That's true.
So, anything else about this line? Do you have anything else from these guys? Or?
Well, she came in a two-pack with this repaint of the Night Cougar alien.
So, this is actually really interesting because I only saw the movies. I didn't see the cartoon series. And my friend and I, you know, we just went, you know, bonkers over these Predators and Aliens. Oh, yes. So, we had all of these, like, you know, it's around the same time as, like, Jurassic Park almost.
Yeah.
And just, like, anything that, you know, a lot of the aliens were on all fours. Like, you know, there's an orange one.
Right.
And, you know, this one has a shooting mechanism, a spring-loaded thing on its back.
He's cool.
And, you know, it's really awesome. And it's very...
Wow.
It's very nostalgic.
It's really springy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, this one they toned down the neon colors a bit and gave it something that reflects the on-screen version a little more.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I dig it big time. And you would often pit these against the Predators.
Yes. So this guy, I remember.
Crack Tusk.
because he has a crack tusk. I had him, and very similar to this one, I had another one that was glow-in-the-dark. And I bring him up because I used to display all my toys just like before I went to sleep, and they were just on a shelf of mine. And, you know, just I would swear that when you were about to go to sleep, that toy would move. And it would just like, I would see him move. Like, it would literally, like, you know, check around.
Really?
And then I would like turn on the lights. I'm like, okay, he's not moving. And specifically that Predator toy, I was just like, you know, that toy is really cool because he's alive. I wasn't scared of him. Like, maybe initially I was.
He's haunted.
But, yeah, I was just like, dude, that's really sick. So.
So this one's clear because of his camouflage?
So I recently picked this up, I found two of them in package, and Jesse, I was like, oh, do you want one? He's like, I already have two, so that's fine. I never saw him before, and I was like, oh, he's Kenner, and I was actually inquiring with the sales associate at my local comic book shop, and I was like, oh, where's he from? He's like, oh, he's a mail away.
Right.
So basically, you know, he was not available in stores, he didn't come with a card stock or anything, and he literally is just sealed in a plastic bag with paper instructions and, you know, assembling pieces. I love this figure a lot because he's clear, and he does come with a black piece of a chest armor that I usually just don't include because it's like
it gives away the disguise.
Yeah, really.
The chrome pieces are awesome. You know, chrome and, like, you know, camo kind of go together very well.
Yeah.
And, you know, that figure is really sick. But unfortunately, with that one, like, this one can stand pretty well, but for whatever that one, the weight, this, you know.
He's kind of up on his tippy toes and falls over easily.
It was like, we always had to pose your toys with their legs far apart. Like, even, you know, this figure too. And that one just falls under its weight, you know.
He's so big,
and he just falls heavy. Forward.
You know, it's interesting that this was a mail away because these are prolific. Like, you can get a hold of these very easy, very cheaply.
Oh, really?
And they're always, like, whenever you see a lot of loose Aliens or Predators figures, there's usually one or two.
Really?
So
that's so funny.
I imagine they probably made more of these than the actual line.
Oh, man. Oh.
That's no, really I don't funny. Know if that's true.
Well, it's like
I'm goofing. I'm goofing on you.
Literally, okay. Like, I had it as a kid, and I had no desire to, you know, recollect them or anything like that. But mm-hmm. then I saw him, and I was like, oh, my God, I never had that. I never saw it.
Give me two.
Yeah, I bought two, and they're on my shelf, so.
No, he's really, really awesome. But I don't think you answered my question. He's clear because it's camouflage, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You didn't answer, so I wasn't sure.
And a little fun fact for everybody, the original Predator was played by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No. That's not true.
It's totally true.
What?
Yep.
Is that his laugh at the end?
No. There's a couple conflicting stories, but he either got hurt or he quit. And at the same time, Stan Winston was redesigning the look of the Predator.
Okay.
So,
some shots
he exited the film, and, you know, there were
others. That's interesting.
So, any of the roundhouse kicks, that's probably Predator. That's Jean-Claude.
Well, when the Predator is doing a split between two chairs,
right.
that's Jean-Claude.
That's totally him.
Yeah.
Okay. No, this figure is awesome. You know, clear toys are something you love. Maybe
Absolutely.
It's something we should cover on the show.
Maybe next week people could tune in and
maybe.
See the top 10 clear toys of all time.
Okay, maybe. Sure. We'll think about it. Yeah, okay.
We'll think about
all
it.
Okay, yeah. All right, cool. So
those are all the Kenner toys that we have here. Do you want to go to NECA?
Yeah. Okay. You know, the most... Look, a lot of people have had the Alien and the Predator license over the years, mm-hmm. but arguably the most notable is NECA and what they've managed.
Sure.
And, you know, I think in a previous episode I answered one of my favorite toys from childhood, and it was an Arnold Schwarzenegger from the movie Commando. Commando.
Right.
You know, and I took that thing everywhere, and I would actually... redress him to look like how he looked in Predator.
Okay.
Because
okay.
there wasn't a Predator action figure on the market. So I think about a year ago, NECA released, they got, you know, Arnold's likeness and they
Perfect.
Started releasing Major Dutch Schaefer from Predator.
Yeah, and then also they have a thermal version of Arnold, which is actually pretty cool.
Yeah. They've done a lot of great variants of him. They have him
that's
covered
cool.
in mud with
yeah.
a bow
yeah.
and arrow.
A large one that's
yeah.
like...
It's cool. You know, sorry, small tangent,
sure,
segue
sure.
type deal. NECA, they do the NES colorways. Like, is that something they like to explore a lot of? Like, a lot of colorways, a lot of variants?
Well, I think, you know, look, these tools are super expensive.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, for this figure alone, it's probably
right.
10 to 15 grand
right.
to manufacture this. So, you know, you want to squeeze as many different color styles and
Absolutely,
variants
yeah.
as you can out of that mold.
Mm-hmm.
And NECA do a great job because they find things like this
right.
that is a very creative and artistic
sure.
take on it.
Like, honestly, I'm going to be honest. I just love the purple and the blue. It reminds me of the Jason. I keep talking about the Jason. But
yeah.
I, you know, didn't even play Predator. But when I saw images of this,
really
I was like,
good, yeah.
I need this,
yeah.
you know. This is a great Predator. Like, you know, I seen so many NECA Predators. I had the opportunity to buy the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, and I passed on it. But this one was a must-buy, and he runs you about $25. That's, like, the going price, like, even in Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's sick. And honestly, I thought he was a lot bigger compared to, like, you know, like, look at that.
Right.
I guess that's in scale.
That's
yeah,
in
yeah,
scale,
yeah. That's
sure.
in scale, yeah.
And, you know, his blades on his wrist are they're retractable.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's really sick.
Anytime.
Now, the thing about the movie is, it wasn't the Predator featured in it. Like, isn't he just, like, a very, like unskilled Predator, like, versus all the other Predators in the universe? Like, he was, like, a baby Predator, like, hunting as a test?
I don't know. There may be something in, like, the canon that he was sort of, like, a rogue teenager.
Yeah.
Like, Earth was...
mad at his mom.
Earth was, you know, a protected sanctuary that they weren't mm-hmm. supposed... Well, but that doesn't make sense, because... the lady they rescue, Maria, I think, she talked about how the Predators would come when she was a girl, you know, and they had, or her village sort of had, myths about these devils.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all pretty cloudy, you know, especially with the merge of Alien vs. Predator.
Well, I would say, though, Predator is such a solid film, it still holds up to this
yeah.
day, and, Shane Black is amazing in it.
Okay.
The director of Iron Man 3.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I actually knew that.
I have to say, growing up on watching the film, you know, I miss all like the gore, you know, and you know, one of the, some of Arnold's famous lines come from that, like, "You son of a," you know, whatever.
Right.
But you know, seeing both the first one and the second one, I just, especially the second one, and I had this obsession both with Terminator 1 and Predator 2, of like, you know, self repair,
yeah,
like Terminator like fixing his eye, and like Predator, you know, like, you know, bleeding green blood. It's
right.
Like, so sick.
And that's where you got the idea for body modification, and you put the little magnets in your fingers.
That's right.
Yeah, so weird, but it
works.
So, you know, going off of that, like, if you had to recommend, because I'd imagine some of our audience, you know, probably didn't come from this time, you know, they're
sure.
a little bit younger, whatever it is.
I'm old, I get it.
Including, you know, me, maybe. You know, should they start off watching Predator 1? Should they start
off? Of course!
Off
with, yes.
Should they start off with Alien 1? What should they do?
Well, okay, here's what you do. Here's the viewing order.
Yes, I knew you would know.
You have to watch Alien, although for a kid nowadays, it will bore you to tears. That's the point of the movie.
Yes.
It's supposed to bore you to tears. Uh-huh. It's going to lull you into a submissive state so that when the action starts happening, it is genuinely terrifying.
It's suspenseful.
Then you're going to watch Aliens, which is arguably better than Alien.
And that's the one by James Cameron.
Correct. It's a different type of movie.
Okay.
But it's an amazing movie, and it really, everybody has stolen from Aliens the idea of a ragtag military group. You know, they did it so well there, and there's such great characters that you care about in a short amount of time, and everybody sort of cribbed from that, including James Cameron himself when it came to Avatar.
Sure. That's
what then I would watch Predator, and then I would watch Alien 3 with the understanding it's not perfect.
That's
Then I would not watch any of the other films.
Really? Not Alien vs. Predator or Alien vs. Predator 2?
No, I thought those are horrible films.
Okay. Well, this is where I come in. Jesse's right about the order. Alien vs. Predator, if you want to see a funny film, it's interesting how they bring it together, because you were telling me how like it's based off the graphic novel, loosely.
Well, I had this novel, and it was Aliens vs. Predator, and it was, you know, mid-90s. I think it was a novelization of Dark Horse Comics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was awesome. It was, it starred, oh God, I can't remember, Makiko Noguchi, who, and I want to go tangent on this in a couple minutes, who appeared in the Aliens vs. Predator arcade game that Capcom made.
Okay.
Sidebar that for now. I had the novel, and the novel was amazing. It took place on this planet that was kind of like Jurassic Park that the Predators found and then started killing all the animals in. So it was humans versus Predators versus aliens. Makiko Noguchi sort of wins the trust of the Predators and leaves and travels with them and gets integrated into the tribe. So
Avatar.
So the first AVP movie stole a lot of I mean, I wouldn't say steal, but they were inspired by a lot of themes and action sequences that happened in that book, but they sort of did it in a very cheap, you know, bones budget.
So if you like cheese, the main character and the Predator are somewhat like on a sled going up a tunneled chute. In front of a ball of fire, and they make it out okay. The Predator teaches.
What does this have to do with dairy products?
Yeah,
dairy products.
You love cheese.
Okay, well,
if you love cheese, the Predator would be, you know, a Asiago.
No, but then there's so many great moments. Like the Predator teaches the main character, like oh,
just
no.
watch the movie.
Yeah, just watch the movie.
Stop telling them.
Watch
parts.
The movie, you dummy.
Yeah.
You ding dong.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
More about the toys.
Yes.
More about Nikki's cheese analogy.
Okay, so, but this Predator by NECA, the NES variant colorway, it's awesome. The purple and blue is just, like, mixed so well, and it complements, like, you know, the shading, and NECA does a great job using these, like, softer pieces, like, you know, for his, like, hair, and these, like,
skirt.
His skirt, and even just, like, you know, his weapons, like I said, the double blade on his wrist, and just, like, you know, the points of articulation are awesome, and just like, you know, if you've ever held a NECA figure, you can expect the same kind of quality. And just what's really cool is that, you know, he has all these tubes like in his armor that would just like, you know, pop out and stuff like that, and it's really, really awesome. This can come off if you wanted to, and yeah, he's really awesome. Out of all the Predators, this is my favorite one from NECA.
It's a great figure. Hopefully they will tackle the what I consider to be the greatest thing in Alien and Predator mythos, the Alien vs. Predator Capcom arcade game.
Okay.
Did you guys ever play that?
No, I did not. I'm
it
so
was
sorry.
Four players.
Okay.
You could play Major Dutch Schaefer with a robot arm.
Okay.
Okay.
Machiko Noguchi.
Wait, I think I might have. Is you that have... the one Jacob Wilkes went crazy it's... about?
Yes!
Okay, okay, yes. Then I have played it. Yes, it's a beat-em-up.
It's a beat-em-up. Yeah. It's kind of like Final Fight. You have four players.
Yes, correct.
There's two Predators you can be, and they have amazing, you know, shoulder cannons.
They're cool, and they have, like, these projectile knives.
And it's all kind of in the art style of Capcom.
Yeah.
You know, I suspect Bengis, the famous internal artist they had, did a lot of the character designs. Mm-hmm. It is the greatest game in the world, and I think that...
okay, that's...
You and Jacob Willis.
I think that that... that version of Dutch Schaefer is probably the single most drawn character in all of my middle school and high school notebooks.
That's
I would
really
just
funny, actually.
Draw him over and over again. Maybe I'll lend you some artwork so you can see on manila paper.
Oh, thank you for that.
If you can find it, I would love to feature it. All right, so that's NECA. Definitely check him out because there's tons of Predators and tons of aliens to choose from.
Look, it's a great, solid Predator.
Yep.
It's not my favorite modern day Predator. Yeah.
So definitely check it out because this
Toys R Us.
Yeah, Toys R Us, they also offer at Toys R Us exclusives like two packs. You know, you can buy a Predator with Arnold, you can buy an Alien, and also they have some other figures from the Prometheus.
Let me try the segue I just tried 2 seconds ago.
Okay.
It's a good solid Predator. It's not my favorite modern day Predator. My favorite modern day Predator would be this one by Tamashii.
Predator.
Wolf Predator.
I didn't know you were going for a segue there.
I had no idea. I apologize.
We'll have a little flashing light. Whenever one of us is going to segue, we'll just step on a pedal. And,
oh, that'd be good, yeah.
So in the SH Monster Arts line,
yes,
they started doing
I Aliens love this figure so much. It's so good.
This is an Alien versus Predator line, actually.
That's right. And I love it even though.
Okay.
All the same.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great.
It's just an amazing figure, and it sort of, it has the right bulk to it.
Yes.
And the right
But
weight.
It's still, yes. like, articulate, and you can still get a lot of poses out of this thing. But you're totally right about the bulk. Like, he just feels like he's really strong.
Sure.
One thing
like
that,
me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, the one thing that's great about that particular Predator, he comes with both the mask and the unmasked heads.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he, great expression. Some people... We'll argue that, like, you know, Predator is literally one of the best, like, you know, monster faces.
Sure.
The mouth is very, very creepy, you know, and especially, like, when he's laughing at the end of, you know, the Predator.
Why do you spoil things for people?
Predator is laughing at the end of the movie? That's
he
a spoiler?
Finds, he finds a sense of humor. That's his character. Yeah.
He read something on Twitter. So, he's awesome.
Yeah, he comes with this great whip.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, he's got the shoulder cannon.
Wow.
What I believe to be some kind of med kit.
How recent is this?
This is just last year,
It's that recent, right?
Yeah. Check the box.
Let's check the box.
It's all in moon speak.
It's within a year or two. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, it's my most recent.
Okay. Yeah.
So definitely alongside Predator, Tamashii does a great job with the aliens. Yeah. Like,
right.
Look at this. You know, it has the famous... You know, see-through headpiece with the skull inside, but the tail, the articulation on the tail is so sick. Like,
it's
you know, it's like a spine almost. You know, it has different pieces like vertebrae, and you can like, you know, twist it and bend it.
Yep.
Like so, and you know, they really nailed you know the I guess the sculpt because literally you have all these fine like crevices and like detailing in the alien. You know, all these ridges for I guess like you know his bones or his shell.
Yeah.
And if you know, if you have to pick, you got to go with Big Chap from the original Alien. Yeah. You know, there's a couple different alien styles that Tamashii does in the Monster Art line, but I say go Big Chap.
Big Chap is the one that's in Alien?
Yeah.
He's the one that's sleeping in the wall?
Yes. He's very shrieky.
He takes a quick nap. Mm-hmm. Nappy.
Well, at the end, well, never mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you not spoil
it?
Spoiler alert, it's 35 years old.
I know.
At the
I
end
know.
Of Alien, he also laughs. And
well, it's saying because, you know, if our younger audience does go back and watch, I would hate to be like, oh, at the end, this happens. It's like, oh, well, I'm not going to go watch
just
now.
Go on YouTube and just search best moments from Alien, you know.
That's fair.
No, you got to watch it. It's great.
Yeah, I really do appreciate Ridley Scott. I really liked Prometheus as well.
Never saw it.
Prometheus.
Prometheus.
Well, I thought it was,
It has problems.
It has problems, and mostly it's sort of... this story and this sort of character motivation and things like that. I thought it was visually beautiful.
Yeah.
It was a good film to see in, I think it was released in 3D. I just remember that map room scene being very cool. The engineers are amazing.
Yeah.
Such a great design.
Hmm.
The Necatoy of the engineer is really cool too, and they've done lots of different versions of that. And I will give Prometheus props because there's a emergency operation scene, and it is squirm-inducing.
Oh, you know? Oh, that is so good. But it reminds me of a Tim and Eric sketch, which is weird, but I don't want to go too much into it, but I can tell you afterwards. Really funny. But no, it's really awesome, and if you rewatch Alien, to see, like, when they, you know, explore the room, and it's just like, that's an engineer, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's somewhat, you know, links those two movies together. Mm-hmm. It's, like, loose. It's not, like, 100% complete, but yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to Prometheus 2 and Noemi Rapace traveling the galaxy with the head of Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Really?
And, you know, rest in peace, you know, H.R. Geiger.
Yeah. And Joan Rivers died.
Okay.
All right.
So that's Tamashii.
Tamashii was great. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, and if you were looking for something smaller or a lower price point, we have some other figures for you from Super 7.
I wouldn't say lower price point. So you know, we covered before that at San Diego Comic Con they did the blind eggs, and you know, obviously, look, we cannot make it any more clear that we're huge supporters of the Reaction line.
Right.
You know. It's almost as if they're sponsoring us or something.
It's almost.
Check out Funko Fridays, only on Fridays, here at Toy Pizza.
The, you know, the egg idea was amazing with all the beautiful, you know, variant figures.
Can I open this?
Yeah, go for it.
It
smells like eggs.
Really? No, it doesn't.
It's a great line through and through.
That is so sick.
Okay. It's pretty sick.
What is it?
Okay, no, it's Ripley, but clear. And, like,
that's,
you know,
cool.
For San Diego Comic Con, they had all these variants. So Ripley is clear. You have a Xenomorph right here, and he's speckled and
space glitter.
Space glitter. That is so sick. And what are you gonna expect from?
Oh, there you go. Another one.
Oh,
with the that's brutal.
That's Ash, who was played by John Hurt.
Right.
And he is Hurt.
Yes.
Clearly,
obviously,
as a chest burster.
We definitely featured a few of these figures in our San Diego Comic Con episode.
That's awesome.
And you know, with the playset, but the one great thing about specifically the Xenomorph is, you know, the tongue comes out at the top, so you can adjust that, just like
Nikki,
so.
Nikki, I tell you what, I would trade the clear Ripley if you got something good.
I'm much more interested in space spec. Okay.
Okay.
And then her in the.
So you got pretty much every space speckled variant.
Yep.
And except for clear Ripley.
Yep.
That's really cool.
They're beautiful figures.
I will trade you.
No.
I was just saying, no, just a hand.
I'll trade you the hand.
Look, I don't collect anything 6 or 7 inch unless it's the Funko Game of Thrones 6-inch action figure line.
Okay,
that's fair.
Fine. I'll persuade you some other way.
You know, these are also double use. You can eat your
double
yogurt.
Use.
Yeah, eat your yogurt. Keep your grain. You know, you want a little dried oatmeal in this portion.
Yes.
Yogurt here.
I can see that.
Mix it up.
Or cocktail.
Parfait.
Yeah, that's actually pretty smart.
That is smart.
Yeah.
I like that.
They also did this tiny little vinyl figure
Super 7
with Secret Base out of Japan. And I don't think you've seen this yet, but it's really cool.
Let's check it out. Aww.
It's like a mini Sofubi.
He's kind of cute.
Yeah, so he has like kind of like the same logo on the box, except this has like Japanese characters.
Yeah.
But no, he's really cute. He looks a little more brawlic. Like he looks like the guy that's been working out all day.
Yeah.
You know, or like a small child that's been working out all day.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Brawlic?
Brawlic.
Is that a...
No,
that is a word.
I
look it up.
It is.
Is that a Dragon Ball Z character?
No, it's Brawly.
Brawly is, and I think that's where it comes from, maybe.
Okay. So, price of everything, you can find this Secret Base Super 7 guy for about $50. You can find the Reaction line for about $10, including, you know, Xenomorph, Ripley, and Ash, and more. This NECA Predator, it goes for $25, but you can find any of the NECA aliens for about $20, maybe even less.
Oh my god, I called Kane Ash earlier. That is inexcusable.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
At least you caught yourself.
The guy with the chest burster is Kane.
I don't know.
Ash is the android.
Yes.
Man.
It's easily confused, though.
It's a dark day for me.
Disapproval.
Well, need some vodka.
He might not be an android. We don't know. Spoiler. Anyway, and then you can find the SCH Monster Arts line. You can find Big Chap, Wolf Predator, and even a regular alien Xenomorph for about $40 to $60, I would say, depending on where you go. And any of the Kenner stuff, you're going to find loose in garage sales or eBay.
Yeah, you know, the Kenner alien line, it's very affordable right now. You know, there's some good deals to be had in loose lots. And
if you're looking for a clear predator, we have four.
Collectively, we have about four. We're going to start our own big cartel shop.
All right.
Awesome. So anything else you guys want to say? Last minute thoughts about Alien vs. Predator?
No, I'm ready to wind down with a little
Q&A.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Q&A. I had a thought real quick before Q&A.
Because
we have a few people who have asked,
mm-hmm.
how am I supposed to watch all this toy pizza? And that is the beauty of these long form podcasts. They're not meant to be consumed in one sitting, much like an entire pizza pie. Right.
But I do.
Yes.
Well, you're an anomaly. You don't count.
Correct.
So, like ordering a pizza, you eat a couple slices, you watch a couple segments, you go on, you do your day, you get hungry again, come back, watch a little more.
Sure,
right?
Absolutely.
That's the beauty of YouTube.
Yes.
You don't have to pig out.
Now, if you do want to, it's totally acceptable.
You can also pig out.
But, yeah, pause, come back.
Or, you know, just like pizza, just eat it with your ears and go to the iTunes store.
It's not
that too.
Not actually...
That's not a thing?
It's not a way to do that.
You can't really eat.
You will get in trouble.
You will get an ear infection.
That is bad.
That is bad.
Q&A!
Okay, cool. So each week we like to put a post on Instagram, you know, and scroll the comments from the previous episode and ask you guys to give us some questions. Ask us anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this week we've got three solid questions. The first one's coming in from Space Alien Hula Bunny Chronicles.
This is on YouTube, so again, you can always leave us a comment on YouTube or send us an email at toypizzamail@gmail.com.
Yep.
And what did he ask us?
Instagram,
We don't know if it's a guy or girl.
Correct, yeah. We just know Space Alien Hula Bunny Chronicles.
That's gender neutral.
It could be more than one person.
Could be.
Correct. They ask... Who do you want to be in the reaction line, which we've talked a lot about?
What is the reaction line?
For me, The Office or Office Space, just any show or movie about people who work in an office, I guess.
It's not really, the second part's not a question, but okay.
Well,
I've been thinking about this all day.
I was thinking about it all day. I
did you already see
No, I have some stuff written down, but it's all up here.
Okay.
Here's my number one pick.
Okay.
Twin Peaks.
Oh, come on! I wrote that down.
I got it written right here. Twin Peaks. Agent Dale Cooper, come
That's
on.
That's it. That's all you need.
No, you need Harry S. Truman.
No, you need...
You're a big Twin Peaks fan?
No, I don't know.
Laura Palmer, wrapped in plastic, to alternate version, like Laura's cousin.
It's very...
You know?
That's... No.
The cardstock would be so sick. You had the black and white lines in the background.
Like plastic wrap?
Yeah, it would be so sick. But it's so funny that you said, because I wrote it down too, so...
Are we going to find out what happened to Agent Dale Cooper?
Isn't that old?
It's 25 years
old. Yeah, it's 25 years old. But the unfortunate thing... again, reaction line talking specifically, I would love to see a Bob figure, but unfortunately that actor has passed.
Oh.
Give me Leland Palmer, Ray
oh,
Wise.
Oh, come on. Ray Wise is...
Forget it.
He is awesome. A gentleman and a scholar.
Forget it.
I saw him on the escalator at San Diego Comic-Con.
That's funny.
We, you know, went like this, and I was like, that guy looks familiar, and he just gave me this debonair, intercontinental nod. That guy's
that's
A-OK.
Great.
And he was in the Tim and Eric video for Beach House's...
Eric Warehouse directed Beach House of Wishes. And
Wishes.
Then,
amazing song.
He's
I
in
wake
a movie.
Up to that song in the morning and I get really pumped.
He's in several...
I kick towels and yell at birds.
Okay.
Ray Weiss is great. If that happened to me on an escalator, I could die happy.
Yeah.
And Twin Peaks. So if you're going to say Twin Peaks,
yeah.
The next thing that I was thinking about was... I completely forgot. I mean, X-Files.
Kate, what's your pick for the line you don't collect?
I've got a couple. I think Doctor Who would be really awesome, because I think there's so many characters you can get in there. You've got the Cybermen, you've got the Weeping Angels, you've got the Daleks. There's lots of potential like alien kinds.
That's
got
to be on the way, I'm sure.
Yeah, it would be great. I would totally love Doctor Who. Also, if we're going for like weird shows that you know kind of died off, Heroes. Heroes would be sweet.
Going back to Mezco, that was also a brand that we had just started when I worked there. And
it's coming back, too, the show.
It's coming. Look, Heroes season one was amazing.
Great. Very, very good.
They did not maintain
the budget.
The momentum.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it really died off really quick, but. You know, think of Siler, like in
yeah.
the first series.
He's so good. The whole first season amazing. Is really good. I recently yeah. rewatched it. It's really good.
It's unfortunate that we sort of built the toy line based on the first series, sold it in, mm-hmm. and then the second series came on air. And
yeah. It's about, well, it's the writer's strike. Totally blew it up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, I should pull some of my old hero samples and bring them on the
That'd
show.
That'd be great.
Say, we should do an episode on just samples that you have.
We should just do an episode.
Oh,
yeah.
For
yeah.
it. So I'm going to throw one more reaction out there. Now, I've heard rumors that they are doing classic Star Trek,
okay.
which is amazing. I can't wait to own these. Mm-hmm. But I would beg that they get to TNG, Next Generation.
Okay.
Because...
Yes.
Obviously. You know, the actually, we covered Star Trek and
yes.
the 3 3/4-inch scale throughout the
yes,
years.
We did, so we're a little educated.
You can take a peek at that, not through annotation. yeah. Read the link in the description.
Yes.
And, you know, since Gloob did that line, there has not been 3 3/4-inch mm-hmm. Next Generation action figures.
Okay.
And I desperately need them.
I remembered what I wrote down without getting up. I don't want to interrupt anything.
Good
so
for you.
Real quick,
good for you.
Thinking about video games, I would like to see Street Fighter. That'd be cool.
Oh,
a real
man.
Ken.
That would be great.
Right?
Yeah, no, that would be awesome. I
think
totally
that would fit.
That.
I think there's a problem with that though. You know,
yeah.
Reaction sort of works for normal people. You know,
okay,
very.
Sure.
People in plain clothes, people
uh-huh.
that are not sort of...
Right.
You know, it's something about the line that it lends itself well to boring, normal human beings. Street Fighter is very energetic, and
yeah.
you want to pose them and have articulation.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good fit.
I
okay,
can see that.
And then the last one that I had was just two...
Mortal Kombat.
No, the last two, it wasn't like a series or a line. Like, I don't know how they would string these guys together. Maybe just a general movie line. I would like to see V from Vendetta.
Yeah.
And also Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman would be great.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Right? You couldn't do Conky. You couldn't do Magic Screen.
No.
It would make
right,
sense.
Right, right.
But Pee Wee Herman, maybe Cowboy Curtis. That would be cool. I definitely would want a Pee Wee action figure in this scale.
So we love reaction.
We
yes.
do.
We definitely do. And at this rate, we're definitely going to have like a playlist on the friggin' channel with
just
reactions.
Just all
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm totally
true.
For that, though. All right, let's go ahead and get these second questions knocked out.
Oh, we have more questions.
Exactly.
Okay.
What's your favorite reaction line?
So,
well,
let's try not to spend too much time on these. Okay, so evil_hero wants to know, are you guys ever going to try your hand at making your own custom blank toys like Bear Brick or Kid Robot? It's an interesting idea. Not an easy idea, I don't think.
I think the hardest thing about that is figuring out a mold
correct.
That hasn't been, like, close to another mold. Like,
and has
know,
mass appeal.
Correct. Like, there's Pop Vinyls, there's Bear Bricks, there's
yeah.
Dunnies, and, you know,
it's hard.
Yes.
I'm not interested.
Right.
I have a hard time imagining anything new to offer this sort of blank body
mm-hmm.
world out there. It's been done. You know,
it
everybody's...
Yeah.
Every single artist you can think of that's alive
yep.
has done a Dunny or has done, you know, a
yeah.
Bear Brick. What is there left to do?
Totally.
I don't see any way to innovate, so it doesn't hold my interest.
I think I agree with that. But with that being said, if we ever like wake up one morning, we're just like, of course,
right?
You know, but you never know.
Now, granted, we will probably sell out and you know, be doing Blind Bag Nights of the Slice and having different artist editions in no time. That could very well happen. So
we'll find
awesome.
Out.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Maddie Sin B would like to know, if you could make a life-size toy of anything, what would it be? Damn, I was supposed to think about this.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Okay.
Oh, that's creepy.
Oh, no, I thought about this, and just like how, you know, in Japan they constructed a Gundam. Like,
life-size.
Yeah.
Okay,
give
that's
me a
not
Titan.
A toy.
Oh.
Give me a...
That doesn't count!
Oh, it's funny!
Yeah.
That would be great.
From Titanfall.
Yeah. That
no,
would be great.
That's
yeah.
Nice
anything
guy.
That's like a ridiculous scale,
ridiculous.
Like, that would be so...
You
awesome.
Don't want something like really cool, like in
Claptrap.
The room,
you made
or...
Claptrap, like
Claptrap
this big.
Would be
Claptrap
great.
Would be
yeah.
cool.
I recently saw that someone made like an actual Wally. It was really, really good. I wish I kind of showed you guys the video beforehand. It's
Wally
really...
Fister,
the
guy who directed
it's Wally from Pixar. Yeah. Like, it's really great.
You know, if I could do something life size, I would. I remember. Okay, so I was a huge Aliens fan.
Mm-hmm.
I had the VHS. I taped off the TV,
sure.
but I'd never seen Alien.
Okay.
and I went to Universal Studios, and they had this suit, the, you know, the sort of space suit that Mobius designed for the Alien film. Mm. And I was like, what is that from? And I went, you know, immediately after that and watched Alien, and it warped my mind and scared the hell out of me. So I think, like, you know, having this is just one of the most perfect designs mm-hmm. in movie history. And having a one-to-one scale of this would be
pretty cool. Excellent. Just to have, like maybe in the corner as, like, a nice little
correct. Piece. And, you know, when your parents are yelling at you, you just hop in the suit, you have your macaroni and cheese, and you say, hey, it's goldfish time.
Okay.
Right?
I actually just remembered what mine was, and it's actually super lame, but I don't care. I'm just throwing that out there. So there was a movie that came out with Robin Williams, R.I.P., Flubber, right?
Okay.
And, first of all, I was always disappointed that Flubber didn't exist. Right? Yeah. It was just like some weird putty. I was like so slime, upset. Because Flubber was amazing. Like in the movies, like, brum, brum. Okay, anyways. The stupid robot that flies around and is his assistant.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I've never seen it.
You guys don't know?
I just remember Green.
Okay, Robin Williams has like this robotic flying hover assistant. And she has like a screen that pops up to like display her emotions and play like movie clips.
Eve?
It's not Eve, but she has like a name. And anyways, like, she gets kind of, like, jealous and, like, kind of wants to marry him. And, like, there's this weird, like, side story.
Okay.
But anyways, I wanted the robot that flew around. I don't know why.
So Flubber was a flop or was it a good movie?
As a kid, I liked Flubber.
Oh, cool. Were you romantically interested in
this robot? I just wanted it. I need this robot that it flew around. No, I just wanted it because it flew around.
That's cool.
I'm sorry.
Whatever. Right. I told you it was lame.
I'm gonna go rent Flubber.
All right.
I don't know why you haven't seen
it. Let's all rent Flubber.
We should watch every Robin Williams movie back to back.
Well, thank you again, guys. As always, we are always open to your questions, comments, emails, our Instagram. Definitely keep a lookout for more Q&As, and we'll answer them on the show.
And we've actually run out of questions to answer, so please give us some more questions.
That would be great. And continuing with your hashtag Toy Pizza images on Instagram, on Tumblr, all those places, we want to feature more of your work on the show while we're talking in these long-form videos. So any videos and pictures that you've got, you know, we want to help you out and free promotion.
And we may have mentioned Funko Fridays, our awesome partnership with those guys. Are there other companies we should do the same treatment with? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah. And if you are that company, let us know.
Actually, we're far too busy if you are that company. You know, it's going to be a very pricey discussion.
We're looking at you, Apple. We would love to review the iPod, iPhone 6.
I would love to get free apples. Yeah. I love fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
It is in season.
Cool. So I don't think there's anything left to say
except for pizza out.
Check out our Tumblr, toypizzatumblr.com.
Okay, bye.